Well, hi, everyone. It's the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. This is Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. Happy August, everyone. And Jason and I've already said I don't think we're going to even get to Jude today. I said, Jason, in light of what we've just been sharing, will you be willing to come back for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends so we can continue on with dividing God's word in the book of Jude? I think we probably have a week or two left. We'll see. There's so much in that great book. We've been talking about some things off air, and I have three different post-it notes in front of me. I want to highlight some of our upcoming events, and I have some great jokes for you, so I can't wait to share those. Let me first cover a couple items, and then we have a hot, controversial topic that we want to maybe discuss or share or talk about this morning. But this Saturday at the Decatur Celebration, there's that big event where it covers a couple different days, and I think 100,000 plus people come out. Well, the Singing Men will be singing at the Christian Stage this Saturday, and will be singing at 2 and 4 p.m. Those are the official times that are posted on the website for the Decatur Celebration, decaturcelebration.com. But the Singing Men of GNN will be putting on two presentations, 2 and 4 o'clock at the Christian Stage. So come on out, everyone, and enjoy an afternoon this Saturday with the Singing Men of GNN. Boy, was I at a fantastic, wonderful memorial service on behalf of Kathy Ann Stein on Tuesday night, a saint of the Lord who finished well. I knew Kathy for so many years. She was a part of a small group Bible study and a friendship that lasted like 20, 25 years. Well, she went home to receive her reward by following the Lord Jesus Christ, and so many people gave testimonies, and she was just a little gem. All that knew Kathy loved her, and she is now with the Lord, so there's no more suffering or pain. And thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing us to have that faith in the Lord Jesus, the finished work that He did on our behalf, so that we can have that relationship with Almighty God, eternity with Him, free from suffering and pain and heartache. Yesterday was also a real fun day because I had little Kate and Grace in the studio. Their grandmother, Adele, asked me some weeks ago, because her grandchildren were going to be in town, could they come to the home studio and walk my nature trail and get to see Beamer and all. And so they were out here yesterday, and it was really fun to see them. And you'll see a posting of them in the studio. I had them, if you were tuned in yesterday and you listened to Adventures in Odyssey, I had them do the little voiceover spots during the program. So that was Kate and Grace. And by the way, happy birthday, Kate. She's 9 years old today. Ah. So she
some
was.
Some kids go to Chuck E. Cheese. Some kids go to Great News Radio.
Yeah. So it was fun having them. And grandmother Adele was very excited to have her two grandbabies with her. And so that was fun having them around yesterday. Before we get into our controversial hot topic, and it's something that I'm hoping many people are going to do today, whether it's at lunchtime or dinner, that they'll head over to the Illini Union and get a meal at Chick-fil-A. And we'll talk about why I want to do that and why I'll be doing that. In fact, I'll probably go somewhere around lunchtime. And if I see any Great News Radio listeners, I'll wear a Great News Radio shirt so you can identify me. I'll treat you to a beverage there at Chick-fil-A. So I'll bring an extra couple $100 and if a number of you say, hey, I'm a Great News Radio listener, and you're at the Chick-fil-A at the Illini Union on the campus of the University of Illinois around noon tomorrow, I'll hang around there for a little while. I'll treat you a beverage, but bring some extra friends, and let's do up a good job at Chick-fil-A tomorrow. More to say about that in a minute. In fact, off air, Jason and I were getting all fired up, and that's what I said. Jason, I think we could talk about this for a while, just the whole topic of what's going on with Chick-fil-A and some of the media spin and the agenda and the righteousness that's kind of being subverted. Anyway, we'll talk about that in just a minute, but I knew that that could take maybe most of the program so we can save Jude for Friday. So, Jason, how hot and dry is it? The birds have to use pot holders to pull worms out of the ground. That's how hot it is. How hot and dry is it? The trees are whistling for the dogs. How hot and dry is it? Hot water comes out of both taps. Oh, geez. Okay. Hey, I just got about 5 or 6 more of these. These were just classics. You know who sent me these? Bill Thompson, the pastor in Paxton.
Yeah.
Okay, instead of saying every single time how hot and dry is it, I'll just go and answer that. The temperature drops below 90 degrees Fahrenheit and you feel a little chilly. You discover you can get sunburn through your car window. How hot and dry is it? You break into a sweat the instant you step outside at 7:30 a.m.
That's true.
How I like this one. How hot and dry is it? Your biggest motorcycle wreck fear is, what if I get knocked out and end up lying on the pavement and cooked to death? Jeez. How hot and how dry is it? The potatoes cook underground, so all you have to do is pull one out and add butter. I like my potatoes. The cows are giving evaporated milk. And then finally, how hot and dry is it? Farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying boiled eggs. Okay, and then I'm going to follow that up with...
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, and it is so dry. Now, think about this one. This metal's...
I feel like I'm at the dentist.
And you're reading one of those little magazines, kind of killing time. And it is so dry, the Baptists are starting to baptize by sprinkling.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to get trouble here. The Methodists are using wet wipes. The Presbyterians are giving rain checks. And then finally, and the Catholics are praying for the wine to turn back into water. Okay. I'm in trouble with everyone. Sorry about that.
Well, real nice.
Anyway. Hey, wait. One more last thing before we get into our hot topic, our controversial topic for the day. We have this posted at our website on the homepage, greatnewsradio.org, and I am so impressed and thankful that you not only have gifts of teaching and preaching, but some artistic background, and you helped put together this whole newsletter. Actually, you framed it all out and put it all together and formatted it and added pictures, and if you go to greatnewsradio.org, right there on the homepage, you'll see some graphics, and if you click on them, then it opens up into a big PDF file, but it's entitled Upcoming Events. And you've helped me put this all together, and you're participating in at least 3 out of the 4 events.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to quickly highlight them for our listeners, because the Creation Museum event is just about 2.5 weeks away. And then we have something going on in September, then October, and then March of next year. So tell me why you're excited about being a part of this Creation Museum trip that's happening on Friday, August 17th.
Well, it's about all the big motor coach that I will be driving with Mr. Mark Burns.
Yeah, you've done a couple radio spots for me.
I don't put that on the radio. I am thinking but not seeing the Stargazers Museum.
So you're excited about going?
Oh, yeah,
I wanted the Jack Nicholson version, though. After you sent me some, I said, you need to do one of these
promo spots.
Yeah, but
then you'd be like, you can't handle the Creation Museum, and then nobody will go.
Yeah. No, you need to say, you can handle the Creation Museum event.
You can't handle Ken Ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is one of your passions. In fact,
yeah, well, Genesis 1 is definitely a passion of mine. In fact, I was recording Jacob the other day, making a little recording of him, and I was just asking him, I said, hey, what's your favorite book of the Bible? And Jacob goes, Genesis. And I go, why Genesis? And Jacob goes, because everything started in Genesis. And then, to both mine and Tasha's chagrin, he recited Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, verbatim. He all of a sudden, he just goes, in the beginning, God began to create the heavens and the earth was formless and void. And he just goes and he lays it all out. And I go, I have never sat down and done that, but he's heard me say it a lot because it's one of the verses that I've memorized.
Mm.
But we're just passionate, I think, in our family, just about Genesis. And the Creation Museum, I think, is one of the finest examples of how you can walk through understanding that you must have the integrity of Genesis in place. Because if you don't, you'll begin to read everything else in the Bible differently. And I think that the week we had Mark Loy on and Jason Lyle, both of them said that Genesis as a theme plays itself out over and over and over again in the Bible. I mean, we go to John and it says, you know, in the beginning was God. I mean, he's talking about Genesis. John begins with a Genesis moment. Matthew begins with a genealogy that starts into a Genesis moment. So Genesis just begins to play itself out over and over again in the biblical text.
Yeah, it's very foundational of our whole belief system.
And so therefore, we have to understand that starting point properly. Creation Museum is an excellent example and an excellent, they do such a great job in a multimedia, multisensory fashion of allowing us to experience Genesis, the truths of Genesis, and what Genesis is. Also, in this trip especially, for $70, you're going to get the deluxe motor coach, snacks and water, but you're going to get a pass to the museum, the Stargazers Planetarium. There's going to be some museum staff that's going to share, which is going to be excellent. I mean, a more personal touch than you would go if you just went on your own. 5% off of all purchases at the museum. And then also Mark and I are going to do some unique kind of teaching times to wrap around that to help people to understand better and to challenge you and to have discussion. I mean, we're going to have three and a half hours or so on the way there, 3.5 hours on the way back, rich time on the bus to be able to wrestle Genesis and what we're doing together and how we're following Jesus together. And then there, too, they have a huge lush gardens you can go out and sit in and hold some devotional time. I mean, I think it's going to be a rich, rich trip. I know that my family went. We spent afternoon there. And we said, man, we have got to go back because we didn't even get to soak it all in. And that's even before you hit the bookstore. And I think I've said this before. It's on par. You'll go in there and you'll be a kid in a candy shop. It's like the best Christian bookstore I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, lots of resources.
And not just resources, Creation Museum resources. I mean, they've got all of John MacArthur's books. They've got books by John Hagee. They've got books. I mean, there's tons of resources there to pick up, not just for yourself, but for your kids. I got some great materials on how to share the gospel with kids, mm-hmm. how to understand and teach Genesis to kids. So really rich time.
And we'll have VIP treatment. We'll be able to pull up our deluxe motor coach, which includes a bathroom, everyone. And it's about, depending on where we leave from, Champaign-Urbana, it might be about 4.5 hours. But we'll do a stop in Danville because we've had some people from Danville interested in going. And we're waiting. There's some interest from people in Indiana. We can probably stop at the Beef House. I'm thinking Covington, Indiana. That's right off the interstate. If we have a number of people from in around Danville or Indiana that want to join us. For them, it's only like about a 2.5 hour drive, right. So it's not bad from Indiana. But we'll be leaving at 6:30 a.m. sharp, on or before 6:30. So make sure that if you're wanting to go, you show up to Marketplace Mall. But we need your money paid in advance. It's first come, first serve. And so it's Friday, August 17th, leaving Champaign-Urbana at 6:30 en route to Petersburg, Kentucky, right on the border of Ohio and Kentucky, right near Cincinnati. So $70 is all-inclusive, and we'll have more specifics for those of you
that
want to join us.
Throw this out, because some people might go, wow, $70. I mean, if we got in a car with my family, maybe we could go there. And, you know, I don't know how people think about this, but the community aspect of it is priceless. Being able to be in the bus and being able to spend that time with some folks who are following Jesus too and wrestling what that means and then be able to do that in devotional setting there, I mean, that is going to be priceless. I mean, anytime I get around a bunch of people who are following Jesus and we get to do that together, it's worth more. That there's no price tag you can put on it. So I would just encourage everybody to pray about it, give it some deep thought, ask God what it is you should do, and then we'll see you at 6:30 at Marketplace Mall.
Yeah, and really, $70, it's going to take over $100 probably worth of gas to drive there on your own, and then all that else is involved. We have the cost to get in. If you were doing it on your own, it might be like $30 or so, and then the planetarium is another $7 or so. So really, this is a good bargain. This was a break-even cost for us. Our biggest expense is this deluxe motor coach. But again, then you can just sit back, you can sleep or nap or rest or enjoy the fellowship, and I'll make it fun.
Mark's bringing those jokes. There was more of them.
Yeah. So anyways, that's Friday, August 17th. We need your $70 paid in advance, so you can call in and you can use a credit card or PayPal at our website. But our phone number is 217-367-7777. For our Indiana listeners, dial 1-888-333-9466, or you can go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and use your PayPal account there. Lots of different ways, or just write the old-fashioned way, write in the check, mail it to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and we're planning on filling up a busload, and if you want to be a part of that, suddenly if you say, hey, I want to bring my small group, or my church might want to bring 5 or 10 people, hey, if we have enough where we can get a second busload, they can accommodate us. So just call in, though. We want to get this all put together in the next week or so, because it's only about 2.5 weeks away. So that's Friday, August 17th, leaving the greater Champaign-Urbana area, 6:30 sharp, probably in Danville by about 7:30, probably at Covington, Indiana, around 8:30 or so, returning around, depending on where we drop you off, but around 11 at night, 12 at night, you know, so it'll be a whole full day. But this is a deluxe motor coach, so you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, don't worry about what time you're getting back. Genesis, when it ends, it was evening and it was morning, so yeah, you're all good.
Yeah. And he blessed the day.
Yeah.
And we're doing it on a Friday. That way you can sleep in on Saturday. We didn't want this to interrupt your church service because Pastor Jason and these many pastors throughout our area don't want you sleeping during their sermons because they've been working hard all week long and preparing just the right message with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to divide God's word for you. So we want you alert on Sunday. So we're doing this on a Friday, and we hope you can make it. Well, there's a lot more also on this flyer. It's listed at our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's going to be a special workshop, How to Make Jesus' Vision and Mission Your Vision and Mission. That's Saturday, October 6th, a $20 charge. But you're going to get lots of resources and helpful information, a study journal, and it'll be a good time. I'm going to be joining that and helping host it. Then we have a special Ernie Haasen signature sound trip up to the Moody Bible Institute at their Torrey Gray Auditorium. Ernie Haasen signature sound will be putting on a concert. We'll have a deluxe motor coach going up to the Moody Bible Institute. That's on a Saturday, September 8th, and that cost is $50. And there will be some special snacks and bottled water, arrival at the auditorium right at the entrance, special greeting by staff, and then reserve seating. So that's September 8th. Actually, earlier that day, we'll be singing at Curtis Orchard. So you can kind of do a 1-2, come hear us at Curtis Orchard sing, the Singing Men of GNN, and then as soon as we're done with the concert, I'm zipping over to Marketplace Mall to jump on a bus and head to Chicago. And then finally, we have a special trip, a missions humanitarian trip to Israel, which will include a full touring of the Holy Land, and that'll be March 2nd through the 13th. And there's special information about all that's included on that trip at our website, greatnewsradio.org, also on this flyer. And because of the humanitarian mission trip aspect of this great visit to the Holy Land, half of the trip costs can be tax deductible. So you can raise those from friends, family members. Maybe your civic organization or church wants to sponsor you as a short-term missionary to help on this trip and do some really needed work over there in the Holy Land. Pastor Jason Schiffel will be our primary teacher. It'll be a great time to listen to the biblical account read on location where these actual events took place, the healings, the prayers of Jesus, the death and burial of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus. The biblical narrative just comes alive like nowhere else in the whole world, and that'll be March 2nd through the 13th. And you can find out more about that. There's a trip application process and other information. We'll be holding some unique gatherings before the trip for those that are going on the trip and others that want to know a little more about Israel. I know, Jason, you're even now praying up and preparing some gatherings, some times where we can kind of learn about the places we'll be going to, study them, get to know each other, and then when we get there, to really be blessed through that. And I know there's some people, there's some interest, some friends in Florida that are entertaining the idea of going, some people from Nebraska. I'm trying to encourage my brother and sister-in-law from Arizona. We'll see. But there are people that can come on this trip from throughout the country, and we can even work on discounted flights to have them join us. So more to say about that in the coming days, but be praying about that. That'll be March 2nd through the 13th. Okay, well, today is a special day. Come on out to Chick-fil-A because some of the media, if you've been tuned in to Focus on the Family or you've heard Janet Parshall share about it, there was a kind of a response from the Christian community to encourage people to go to Chick-fil-A on the 1st of August, that's today, and buy a meal because they've been getting some very negative press, some unjustified press, some media spin that has turned a comment made by a CEO into this whole kind of like a derogatory statement that wasn't the intent of the owner or the CEO. Anyway, help me with this, Jason, in our closing couple minutes.
Well, you know, and this happens a lot. I mean, if we watch mainstream media, especially the interview shows and things like that, the topic of the definition of marriage is huge. And so you always see reporters and journalists trying to sneak that comment in because they want to know where everybody – it's such a divisive topic. You're either in or you're out, it seems like. You can't – if you disagree, you're bad and you're out.
If you disagree with their point of view, not right. That marriage is between a man and a woman.
Exactly.
And that's the biblical truth.
And what's interesting is they claim intolerance. I was reading this morning yet again another article where somebody said Chick-fil-A and the Christian community is intolerant. And I go, really, what's the definition of tolerance? Because you are now displaying the exact thing that you are claiming is happening. So Dan Cathy was asked in an interview, they said, what's your view on marriage? And he said, and it's a quote, guilty as charged. I believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what I practice. I have built a company on biblical foundations. I mean, Dan was very forthright in being honest. I think it would have been worse if Dan Cathy would have said, well, you know, I mean, he would have just kind of snaked around it and not really answered the question like some would choose to do. Instead, Dan chose to do what Jesus would tell you to do, is let your yes be yes and let your no be no. And so Dan said, you know what, hey, guilty as charged. Well, that turned into a firestorm of now Chick-fil-A doesn't support the lesbian and gay community.
Well, they say that.
Right. Right, that's what the lesbian and gay community said. Well, now Chick-fil-A doesn't support us. Never did he say these people are not allowed in our restaurants. Never did he make a comment like that. Now what they're really trying to point towards is saying, hey, Chick-fil-A does support organizations that have an agenda that appear to be anti-gay and lesbian. But those organizations, when we actually look at them, they are just organizations which don't seek to destroy that group. What they do is they just seek to keep the definition of marriage as one man and one woman. So they say, well, they support these organizations that are against us. Well, yeah, they are against you because we see that improper definition of marriage, same-sex marriage, as a sin. We see, but you know what? I also want to say that it's not a sin that's above any other sin. It's not a sin that's above lust. It's not a sin that's above infidelity. It's not a sin amongst a myriad of sexual sins. But it is a sin. And I think that we can tell that it's a sin by how divisive it is. The minute it comes up, suddenly it divides a room. The minute it comes up, suddenly it makes people who were close not close anymore. It creates this bridges and barriers. I see it in my own family. It's happened, you know, in conversations I've had with people in my family who are on the other side of the fence. And they go, well, we don't understand why you can't. I mean, you're just being done. And I go, wait a second. I don't like apples either, and you do. I mean, do we divide on that one? I mean, I don't like pie, and you do. I mean, do we divide on that one? I mean, it's just, it's as if we can't be tolerant of each other anymore where this is. And I think it's very dangerous because we see if we follow mainstream media that appointed secular leaders are now taking sides of that. I think that I read to you a tweet that came from the mayor of San Francisco who said, closest Chick-fil-A to San Francisco is 40 miles. I strongly urge you stay that far away. And how can you do
that?
Well,
we're out of time, and I don't want people to stay away from Chick-fil-A. In fact, if you show up around noon today to the Illini Union, realizing that program re-airs in the evening, you know, it'll be kind of dated, but I'll treat you to a beverage. So I'm going to be there around noon. Hope you can show up. More to say about this in the days ahead. And we'll cover a little of this topic on Friday when we talk about Jude, because in the book of Jude, it really lays out biblical marriage, one man, one woman. We'll say more about that. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.